Once again, The Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you. They say it's your birthday. They say it's your birthday.
And now, here are your hosts, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell. Jake Kemp.
It me. And now, here he, David Minor.
Thank you, Jake. Eatsy's and Tito's Handmade Vodka brings you Disco Dano.
Thanks, Mino.
You're welcome.
Joining us now, the Hardline. We know them as Bob, Corby.
Bobby.
Corby Davidson.
Sup, sup.
Hello.
Hey, now.
Happy
Excited.
Monday.
Dude.
Jake didn't know we met the girl who said somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I remember the day.
So there's actually something in our history Jake didn't know about.
What's her name?
There's a chance he was pretty young at the time, though. I mean, we were all pretty young, relatively speaking, but...
Mm-hmm. Wait, that was a girl? I thought that was a guy at Tchotchke's.
The one before, the one who brings the mail and says, this letter's for Michael Bolton?
Okay.
Is that your real name?
And yeah, I said to Dan, she'd be a great GBL guest. He said, catch up, bro.
Yeah, dummy. Idiot.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
How's she holding up?
Well, she wasn't really holding up then. Mm. So,
jeez, dude.
I don't know why you objectify
local
women
girl
like that.
Good friend of our... Great friend. Just a dear... One of my dearest friends, as a matter of fact.
You don't even know her name.
She can be a great dear friend and still be fat. Right? We're all fat friends.
PH fat.
I used to have one named Dan.
Well, today is Monday, March 22nd, the 81st day of the year. 284 days are left in 2021. On this day in 1993... A boating accident on Little Lake Nellie.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Claremont, Florida.
How did you get through today?
This isn't Rodman.
Not every accident on a lake involves Dennis Rodman.
Claimed the lives of Cleveland Indians relief pitchers Steve Olin and Tim Cruz. Actually, Steve Olin instantly. Tim Cruz died the next morning.
I've been on a boat at night.
I know, Bob, but this
Not that
is
one.
Totally unrelated.
Yeah, these guys are no Lyman Bostock.
It sounds almost like Bob is scoreboarding them.
Right, he's been on a boat at night. Look,
I'm
he's
alive.
Still here.
I've been
they
on
went
a
on
boat
a boat at night,
night.
And it did not work out. On this day in 1997, Tara Lipinski became the youngest ladies world figure skating champion at age 14 years and 10 months.
Uncomfortable.
What?
He's just too young.
To compete, or...
Just in general. We don't need to put 8th graders out there doing stuff like that. Just letting you know my opinion.
What was uncomfortable about it?
Just, I don't like little bitty... I don't like tiny children in highly competitive Olympic situations like that. I don't like it.
So if there was like a 14-year-old striker...
Like Freddie Adu?
What about a 14-year-old tennis like, pro?
This makes me so uncomfortable.
You don't like it?
Were you uncomfortable with Jennifer Capriati?
No, because I was 14 at the time. Like, yeah, she smokes pot, too.
Did you see what I tweeted today, Corby, on this matter?
No.
Is
it a Freddie Adu update?
No.
Is he playing for
Freddie
Arsenal now?
No, but it's kind of like that. McLaren F1 has signed a 13-year-old karting talent, Ugo Chukwu.
Karting, like go-kart?
Like deals cards?
He's 13. You need to see the picture of him. He cannot drive.
55?
There's no way. Look at him, man.
Oh, my God.
Is he in fourth grade?
Don't shake your head, Blake.
Blake, come on.
I'm about to tweet a link
right
here.
And on this day in 2019, former President Jimmy Carter became the longest living chief executive in American history.
Hell yeah.
94 years and 172 age, outliving the lifespan of
Robot
Trump.
Who
was the oldest before?
Oh.
We heard about it on a
Vampire Weekend
football game.
President, also just to let you know, President Bush.
He was the oldest previous to that.
No.
So P1 emails here starts out.
Fleamail.
Sadly, we lost a wonderful P1/V1 over the weekend named Nicole Zimmerman. Big member of the P1 Copenhagen room. Loving friend, made everyone laugh and feel special. She would be honored if Jeb would give her a moment of silence, and if Hammer would remind her to stay hard. Here she is, a picture of her with you, Dan. Too bad she'll never get to meet skinny gym guy Dan. And yeah, I remember her big time from guys' nights out, whatever.
Nights out.
What's her name?
Nicole Zimmerman. If you saw a picture of her, you'd probably recognize her as well.
Oh, so, I know Nicole. I know her.
Okay. Don't know
this
that.
This
is the time for that.
Weird,
but here is
handling of that.
It's kind of shocking. Don't know what happened to her, but let's offer up a moment of silence, if we can.
What's she wearing in that photo?
Dude!
What? What did I do now?
Paul in the... What?
It did not go
she
as
dead?
Planned. What?
She died.
Oh, what do you think a moment of silence
away.
Is for?
Oh, she did die.
You weren't listening the entire time. You just
I
heard about a girl.
In a photo.
And you thought you'd fire off some girl jokes.
Oh, yeah, so the thing about I know her, that was...
Yeah.
That was not good either.
All right, try it all again, Dan.
Just time won't allow. Hang Zone, this is my baby mama Nikki's 32nd birthday. I tried to...
Just read it.
I tried to wake her up in that special way, but she's... sleeps with her mouth closed.
God!
And then they sat there and giggled.
Her leader is Dan's Ozzie Newsome jersey from Logan Lippolt.
Bill Cosby jokes, man.
Great Logs.
It is my dirty 30. I would like to hear Bob B. Break. Bob?
Yes?
I don't care. Jake Edwards. I'm not reading it.
It's Jack Edwards.
Hang Zone, please wish my RB1, Russ Hastings, happy birthday from Trent. Sports Fuhrer, my twin, Douglas Ellis, is 22 today. Leaders are Dan and Jake. Also, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is better than Pokemon. Les Bob from Brian Ellis.
That's just not true.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Here comes Blake.
Pokemon joke. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is not better.
Are they still playing the Pokemon
on
the phones?
Some are.
Because...
bunch of nerds.
We observed two high school dudes that made 6 laps around a block, and my kids were sure they were playing Pokemon.
Corby's just mad you're down 17.
It was the weirdest thing watching these guys, too. They never looked up from their screen. They just kept walking around the block. Does that make them reappear or something if you walk away
and
walk back?
You got to hatch the eggs, bro.
Those kids were on bath salts.
That might be, too. It was in Marfa, you know.
Did you catch Pokemon with your phone, Blake? Because Mino used to do that during our show meeting.
Yeah, I had its run for a little bit.
I think Dan tried to, but now he's acting like he didn't.
Say he loved that game.
God, y'all are dorks.
Look, Corby, it's only down 15 now. Nice job.
You're right, Blake. It's cool.
That's a spread, right? 15?
Yeah. All we need is cover. We'll cover. We're in business.
Is that a banner?
Damn
please
right.
Wish my P1 son, Will Shuey, happy 15th birthday. His leaders are Doo-Dooed at the Masters Corby, the president of Soroy Industries, and metal band member knowing Danny. He is a member of a proud, albeit small, group of P1 high schoolers. Would like more. To hear Killer R.I. Janda.
Dude, the ladies will love that.
Just from Billy.
Playing that card.
All right, Janda.
We do need that, though, right?
Need yeah. more ticket high schoolers.
We need like a Hitler Youth kind of thing.
No, well, it's less like that.
That's the weirdest.
It's less like that. It's more like an academy for a sports team.
How did you one up my dead thing with that?
I think he was covering for you. Providing sports, cover fire.
Thank you.
Sports Fuhrer, it is the birthday of my the biggest lady P1 I know, not V1. My wife, Courtney Brown. Happy birthday. Her leader is Gordo. She also loves Jake, Dan, and Julie. She would like to hear Drunk Julie from Matt Brown. And I think...
A gluten-free pizza?
Courtney does not like to be called a V1.
Okay, then we won't do that. That's simple. Hooker.
I got a birthday, Dan.
Here's Corby to take over the show.
Today is the birthday of noted Lamar High School alum, a dear friend of me and Jeff Cat Catlin, the great Steve Casal.
Steve!
Who is 51 today.
Yeah, he sounds really great.
He is. He really is.
What's he ever done besides know you and Cat?
He's probably done better than that.
That's not a great answer.
Yeah, probably. He's probably done something. I don't know. No one knows. He's 50. He's had 51 years to make an impact.
Right. That's it. That's all he's done is known me and Kat.
Like that would be in his obituary. He knows Corby.
I think he waited
Corby
until he was.
Bob.
I think he waited until he was like 49 to get married. So I do give him credit for that.
Is he Edgerton?
That is not Edgerton.
Who's Jay the Midget?
It's another guy, smaller.
Elsewhere in birthdays, we start with DFW sports birthdays. Sean Bradley is 49.
Way to go, Dan!
Well, he still deserves a happy birthday. And so much more.
Wish him the best.
Back.
It's got me freaked out, man.
Was the NBA weekend kind of like the Tiger first golf tournament after Tiger got in an accident?
I appreciate you avoiding Kobe on this one. Thank you.
Well, I mean, don't be.
Was the.
He lived.
Was anybody kind of wondering about the bike size for a 7'6" man?
I've seen it. I've seen a picture of it.
Is it a normal two-wheel bike? Let's start there.
It wasn't the one from 1905, the big giant wheel?
No, it wasn't a circus bike. It's pretty huge because I think maybe 10 years ago or so, someone stole the bike, which was a big funny story because it's like,
what are you going to do with it?
This bike. Yeah. It's huge.
Was it the Schwinn?
Schwinn.
Stop just saying brands of things you're aware of.
Schwinn.
Russell Maryland is 52.
Man.
Southlake guy.
He was awesome.
1-1.
1-1, baby. 1-1. Didn't what even is, need him.
What are his thoughts on sort of the way that Southlake handles cultural education? And
I believe he's recently been on the news discussing his thoughts on that. So he has thoughts. I'm just not sure what they are.
Okay.
I'm sure... Very positive. He's a very positive guy. J.J. Watt is 32.
Second chapter.
Bob Costas is 69.
Pink guy.
Nice.
The great Bob Costas.
Slap, slap, slapping sound.
How old did you say, Dan?
69. Go ahead, do your bit.
Actually, no. For some reason, I thought he was older than that.
I'll do the.
I had him up at.
Older.
I had him up at Al Michaels' age.
Slapping sounds.
Bob Costas has a little Peter Pan in him. Not quite to Corby levels, but.
Dick Pound is 79. He's the former vice president of International Olympic Committee. That's why.
Although I do think the
extremely low bar.
Every vice president of the International Olympic Committee.
Although I do think the closer you get to 70, the more apt you are to have red eyes. That might be considered pink eyes.
We'll give you that.
Reese Witherspoon is 45.
Ugh. Oh. What's her name in the show?
Which show?
She Big Little Lies.
Oh,
She's not Renata.
She's in a lot of shows.
She's not the other
She's
one.
She's like in every show.
And it's the same exact role every time.
This is a little different.
I think she's Tracy Flick.
She's Madeline.
Maddie. That's it. Maddie.
And Chris Sims and Kyle Shanahan have
you know who she's married
a tattoo
to.
Of her.
You know who she's married to, don't you, in Big Little Lies, Dan? Are you not watching Big Little Lies?
Andre Drummond.
Why, is it back for another run?
She's married to Adam Scott, not the golfer, otherwise known as Derek from Step Brothers.
It's an old series, right?
Well, watch it again.
It's not an old... It's not like it's first and ten.
What's first and ten?
You don't know.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Dude.
William Shatner is 90.
Jake, that may be worth you going back to look at. It is like one of the first shows HBO ever did, and it was Delta Burke and O.J. Simpson starring in like a fake football league.
I'm in.
I
watched Arliss.
So bad.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, we didn't know. We were like,
they used look like Hard Knocks.
They used USFL highlights for their team.
Yeah,
that was their team.
Was there a boob in there? Like
every week,
there was.
That was the draw.
Yeah, like you'd see a cheerleader or something. Oh yeah.
See, you're gonna think I would hate it, but I think Playmakers was actually good.
No.
I think Playmakers might have been good.
You shut up. I'm not having this fight with two people on this show. Multiple. Seriously, watch First and Ten. Just do you have the HBO thing, HBO Max or whatever? I'm sure it's on there. Or no, if HBO, if they're smart, they slowly kind of remove it, like do the Buffalo Bill trick and be like, "Oh, grandma," just pull it off their queue.
If it's there, I'll watch it.
Matthew Modine, 62,
and then join your show to not talk about it.
How we get ahead of the Avengers?
Keegan-Michael Key, 50,
the great Keegan-Michael Key.
M. Emmett Walsh, 86. He's great as well. Rick Harrison, the star of Pawn Stars, is 56. Nick Robinson, the kid from A Teacher, is 26.
Oh, wow. I like him.
Born on this day, now dead. Chico Marx. Charles Pfizer.
Oh.
Thank you, sir.
He invented the Pfizer vaccine.
There's another banner.
Werner Klemperer.
Ooh.
Who was?
Colonel Klink.
Colonel Klink. The funniest Nazi of all time.
We need to watch that series.
Holds up.
At least a show.
It holds up.
Logan Zeroes?
There's not a chance it holds up.
No, it's real war.
It may be
the
funniest.
They really did use radios made out of coffee pots.
They call that the Citizen Kane of World War II
comedies.
Yeah.
Dead on the Street,
concentration
still
camp comedies.
Of course, Steve Olin and
the award this year.
Died on this day, Jake. Died on this day in 2016.
Chris Pontius or
no, you're going to like this.
Way before his time.
Rob Ford.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
dead?
Man.
Maybe it was Bob Carr.
The former mayor of Toronto.
Remember
died of natural causes.
He was talking to the media, and some woman had accused him of saying, "Hey, I want to blank
three,
your blank," and he said, "I got plenty
two,
to eat at home. I would have never said that."
And God, you're dude. Done.
Shut it down! Let's go home!
I don't know if I'd be putting on this headset again.
Oh, no.
Bye, Jake. Bye, Dan.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound.